Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's programme for June 21st. I'm Jessica Dacey in Bern. Here's a quick test of your listening skills. Which of the following three sounds is noise and which is art? Between the traffic and the hedge trimmer was finely crafted noise put together by groundbreaking Swiss sound artist Zemoon. He would like to change the way we listen. We'll hear from him in this program. We'll also try to bend our ears around what is active listening. And we meet the makers of a Swiss musical instrument that has become a kind of holy grail for people around the world. What is it that's so special about the hang drum? But first, Zemoon's sound installations are shown around the world. He uses everyday items like cardboard and plastic bags to produce art that is both acoustically and visually astonishing. Like many bigger artists today, he has a studio with assistants, and his work can take around 15 people 2 weeks to set up. I caught up with him at his home in Bern.
Just how obsessed are you by sound?
Well, compared to what?
Well, the normal person.
I don't know. Difficult to compare, actually. But for me, sound is something essential. Let's say like that.
And when did you first become interested in sound?
I remember as I was a very small kid, like maybe 3 or 4 years old. At my grandparents' place, they had like a huge old heating system. And I always went in there to have a look, and it was like huge and massive. Even the sound was very massive while heating up and then cooling down. You had a big drone while heating up and then cooling down. You got a lot of tiny little clicks since the material got colder. And so it was always like big event in there. I remember going there regularly as a very small boy.
How do you feel that your work so far has helped you to understand the process of sound and how far you can stretch it?
I mean, I'm not going on like trying to go on the border of sound in a way, but I work with noises, tiny noises or sounds, and with the physical space and the physical materials.
How did you manage to get sound from a piece of wood?
Well, this was actually a found object, at least the first version of it. And it's basically a piece of wood and some woodworms inside eating it. And what you hear is the noise the worms are making while eating. So they're having dinner there.
Another one of your works is an old water tower, which is all white inside, and you've put inside exactly 329 black balls, which are turning with a motor, and it makes a huge echo. What's the story behind this permanent exhibition?
It was one of the most amazing spaces acoustically I've ever been, or most amazing, most extreme, let's say, since there's like a reverb of about 20 seconds. So if you clap your hand, you hear it for another 20 seconds. You hear the echo of it. And it's a round space with a diameter of about 9 meters and 13 meters high. But the walls are only about 5 millimeters thick. So it's easy to get vibration on the entire architecture.
Do you find people are interested in hearing new sounds, be it outdoors, part of an art installation, or in their everyday lives?
Well, at least seeing people exploring an installation I did, let's say at an opening or something, I often feel like they fall into kind of an attention, you know, they get kind of, I called it before, like activated, and they start to listen a bit different. And often they come back to me after and they tell me, for instance, about how they now enjoy the sound of the elevator or something like that, you know, where you see like, ah, wow, cool. There is something happening. Something gets activated. It's starting maybe something that stays for later. And if that happens, of course, that's something beautiful.
To see Zimoun's powerful images, go to his website, zimoun.net. That's Zimoun.net. Active listening, then. Just how does it work? To try and understand just that, Zurich researchers have built an artificial digital cochlea. That's the auditory part of the inner ear. They used it to study how the ear filters out sound, basically how it manages to focus on one sound and ignore the rest. I spoke to Rudi Stupp, who led the project.
We can now really start to understand what people really hear when they hear a sound, when they say, oh, this is that and that pitch.
Put simply, what is active listening?
This is just by tuning away those amplifications that we don't need for hearing that particular sound. If you have an old Celac disc, sort of this vinyl disc.
Oh, vinyl, yes.
Yeah. And the older making are called Celac because of the material that they were made in 1920 or 30. And most of them had scratches. And when you listen to them in the beginning, you hear the scratches and then they vanish completely. And when the play has stopped, you hear the scratches again. The same with old movies. You start an old movie of 1930, and then you see all this shower of dots that run down the screen. Then you look into the movie, you don't see them anymore. It's not that they are no longer there, but you filter them out. And this is active listening and also seeing. It's not just, I think, the listening area. This is also in the seeing area.
A few years ago, researchers at Sweden's Lund University showed how we feel a certain emotion when we hear a certain sound. A loud sound means something urgent. It makes our instincts kick in. Other sounds, like a song, can be tied to a powerful memory. In music, a strange note progression makes us feel surprised. Perhaps it's a mixture of all of these that led to the amazing success of the hang. It's a musical instrument that functions like a drum, but for many people, it's much more than that. Created by two Bern musicians, Felix Rohner and Sabina Scherer. They experimented with new ways of using sheet metal for instruments. One day in 2001, they put two circular halves of a Caribbean steel pan together, and the hang was born. They say it captures the essence of the steel band, but with an added intensity of sound. Demand has been so great for the instrument that the makers had to change how it was sold. Anyone who was interested had to write a letter. To date, they've received over 20,000 letters from everyone from neurologists to the esoteric, all who talk about the sound the hang makes. Imitations have followed, but what is unique about the Swiss hang is that it is made by mixing steel and nitrogen, which makes the steel harder and better able to retain tuning. Getting to that eureka point took some time, though. Felix Rohner talked me through it at their Bern workshop.
Here you see the prototype. 14 years ago.
The very first one.
Yeah, it was closed here. This is the goo.
But we didn't. The sound is so different.
Yeah, this is chaos. Yeah. Then we tried to make a bass here. Then we had to change. So step by step, We want it. The gattam. You this, see the gattam?
Exactly,
here?
This Indian instrument.
Yeah. You play on the shoulder. Very stiff. The gattam is in it. Many instruments are in, no? When you see this. We studied the cymbals. This is a cymbal. We make cymbals too. With pang material. How to tune with our material, how a cymbal is working. We studied all instruments like this. Here we studied the gong. This is a pung. We studied how a gong is making onkas, the oscillations. Woo, 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 woo. Huh? And we got out, we learned some laws. This is a cowbell.
Okay, so it's got a
with a steel band and
the triangle in there?
We tried it out with a cow. She liked it, yeah. She ran away. In the Emmental, we brought it to a... When we played with the steel band, we brought it to a farmer and we tried it out. And the cow left and, and played that blues. Huh? We dreamed about an orchestra for cows. But then I reflected on it and I said, let's them quiet. Also, the cows have a right to have silence. There you see, we tried out polyester and all other bodies. We closed it. Chrome steel, inox steel, copper. We tried out many things until you find your own material. Nobody could give it, you know. They just said, yeah, sheet metal is weak. And that's what is our art. We make something strong out of something weak.
The makers of the hang have now come up with a new instrument, the gubal. It's an evolved version of the hang, but with an extra sphere, adding more bass. The makers call it an orchestra of sound. The art of noise or the noise of art? Whether it's to art or just to the sounds around us, why not try some active listening and see what happens? To read more about the hang or stories like these, go to swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. This show was produced by Jacob Stoller. I'm Jessica Dacey.